With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimmy. The Wimmy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry, want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. We're gonna be talking about Fauci. We're gonna be talking about the coof, because I can't say the word because YouTube and perhaps other platforms will kick me the fuck off just for even talking about it. It's really fucking sad. So is the coof an inside job? What did they know? When did they know it? Was it planned? Did they have a fucking plan? We were called right-wing conspiracy theorists for saying it came from a lab. The coof came from a lab in a certain place in a certain country. We all know. They like, oh, that's racist, that's this, that's that. We called it the blank virus. The blanko virus. You know, that was like, oh, you're causing hate crimes and all that bullshit. Well, it's starting to come out that was indeed the case. That there was some shenanigans going on. Was this outbreak population control? So that way, you know, you kill off all the elderly, because this affected the elderly mostly. Yours truly, I had it. I didn't need to be hospitalized. I was out for a while, but I survived it. You know, I was able to, like, even when I was still had it, I was walking around. I was going to the store. I was wearing a mask, even though, according to certain emails, they don't work. This turned out to be a complete scam. And honestly, our favorite porn star, Mercedes Carrera, she put me onto this article, which I am going to share and read for you. And I'm going to stress that you all go and get this digital copy and spread it far and wide, because that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to spread this shit far and wide. So let's just get it started. Shall we? I don't know. So we will. So back to this. Oops, let me share the screen. Yes. Why are people talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails? This is from the BBC World News. So, a National Institute of Health specialist with career spanning seven U.S. presidents, Dr. Fauci, 80, became the face of the nation's COVID-19 response and has since seen the subject of both effusive praise and ferocious criticism. The over 3,000 pages of emails obtained by the Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and CNN through Freedom of Information Act requests date from January to June 2020. His conversations offer a glimpse into the early days of the U.S. COVID outbreak and his dealing with the government, foreign and domestic health officials, the media, celebrities, and everyday Americans. What did the email say? The Wuhan theory. Dr. Fauci and his colleagues took notice in the early days of the theory that COVID-19 may have leaked from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. The controversial claim was dismissed by experts last year, who said it was extremely unlikely. No evidence to support it has emerged. But in recent days, amid a criticism of the inconclusive international probe into the virus origins and new reports of COVID-related illness in the region on weeks before it was officially identified, the theory is once again sparking debate. And honestly, this is according to Mercedes Carrera, who, you know, from prison, she's like, she's been doing her without in prison, without the internet. She's been doing tons of research, more research than anybody has been on this. It's fucking amazing. She said that she said, well, Dr. Fauci was the one that gave gays dying of AIDS AZT, which was, I believe, a medication for people with cancer, and they ended up killing them. It killed them. So he caused the deaths of millions of people because he prescribed the wrong medication to some people. In fact, let's look that up, shall we? Okay, Fauci. AZT. Let's see. America, meet Tony Fauci, HIV AIDS activist. Have known him a long time. Okay. Where is Fauci? That is the hashtag that trended on Twitter in the afternoon of Wednesday, March 18th. Once again, President Donald Trump had convened his coronavirus team, including Vice President Mike Pence and the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Ambassador Deborah Birx. Okay. But but for a second day in a row, conspicuously absent from the lineup was Dr. Anthony Fauci, director. Okay, no, this is not what I was looking for. The Food and Drug Administration. An open letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Okay, all right. Let me see. Okay, let me do a quick search here. As you see, I am doing research, so that way you don't have to. You don't have to. Listen. All right, let's do this. Anthony Fauci, you are a murderer because you oversee government-sponsored clinical trials and tests and retests combinations of immune suppressive therapies that kill people with HIV. The majority of the U.S. clinical trials involve worthless antivirals like AZT combined with some other drug, generally another toxic antiviral. What these tests have proven is that you are able to piss away billions of dollars testing dangerous compounds that do nothing to improve the quality of life, to stop opportunistic infections, or to extend survival for people with HIV. AZT, 3TC, DDL, DDC, D4T, and the current crop of protease inhibitors are nothing but poison. 10 years of the plague has shown us that trying to kill the antivirus kills people with AIDS, and you, Dr. Fauci, know it. So apparently he was behind pushing AZT, which didn't help any gay people or people that are suffering from HIV or AIDS, and it killed them. Again, this is something that was brought to my attention by Mercedes talking about this. So we are trusting Dr. Fauci. And honestly, I truly believe that history is repeating itself. I truly believe that history is repeating itself. Because, I mean, what was it? I was listening to 1010 Winds, news radio. FDA seeking FDA approval. Vaccine. Okay. Yeah. Moderna seeks full FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine. And remember that name, Moderna, that's going to come up. Moderna is seeking full FDA approval because now that they were able to test the vaccine on all of us, everyone that's taken it, they have the data they need. They used us as guinea pigs. These vaccines are used, they're using us as guinea pigs. And I'm probably, this episode is probably getting suppressed probably by now. You know, it's like, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if this episode gets taken down. So it's like, okay. Okay. Sure. So it's so back to this here. Cause you can't tell the truth, even if you come with receipts. I like, you know me, guys. When I do something like this, I like to come with receipts. I don't like to just, you know, talk out of my ass most of the time. When it comes to stuff like this, I want to come with receipts. When it comes to my personal opinions, then I'm going to fucking talk out of my ass. There's a difference. I compartmentalize my shit talk. But when it comes to this, I'm coming with receipts. So remember Moderna. Just keep that in mind for later, because I'm going to bring shit up soon. So, yeah. These emails. Let's go back to these emails. Again, this is from InfoWars. Take it with a grain of salt, everybody, because I know it's like, oh, yeah, InfoWars and shit and motherfucker cocksucking alien bastards and shit. Like, I don't know. So, this is from Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to play the video. Let me get the link here. Play the link, you bastard. Okay, yes, I know. I'm sorry. So, all right. Local video. No, not a local video. Play. Okay. No, I don't want to play a local video. Fuck it. I'll just share this screen. Okay. What am I doing? Why am I doing that? Okay. So.
Well, this is an interesting situation to be in. If I read some of these Dr. Fauci emails, even though they've been released under the Freedom of Information Act, this video would probably be removed. Now, I can show you this Newsweek headline. But if I actually read the article, they'd take the video down. That's how revealing these emails are. So what can I say? What can I talk about? Maybe this. Dr. Peter Daszak, president of the EcoHealth Alliance, a group that has extensive ties to the Wuhan Lab Gain of Function Research, sent this email to Fauci on April 18th, 2020, roughly 6 weeks after the pandemic began. As the P1 of the R01 grant publicly targeted by Fox News reporters at the presidential press briefing last night, I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19 from a bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This is the same guy whose organization sent $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now watch this clip of the same doctor talking about his research on viruses.
Coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. Just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at U.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And see to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus,
right,
and do some work in the lab.
Listen, I'm saying nothing.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble, and I don't want to be in big trouble.
What more do I need to add? Oh, but it gets better. Dr. Daszak was one of the lead investigators for the WHO who visited the Wuhan lab back in February for an investigation that lasted just 3 hours. Basically, they just turned up and asked the Wuhan lab workers, you know that virus? Yeah, did you leak it? Us? No! Investigation complete. Oh, but it gets better. Dr. Dajak was employed as an expert fact checker by Facebook when it was monitoring and removing misinformation about the origins of COVID on its platform. So the dude who thanked Fauci for dismissing the lab leak theory, having been involved with the Wuhan lab, then goes to investigate the lab leak theory while all the time overseeing the removal of misinformation about it on Facebook. This sounds like the plot of a James Bond movie. Suffice to say, we were right. We were right again about everything. Will there be any apology? Will there be any effort to reverse this juggernaut of censorship? Will the social media networks that banned information about the Wuhan lab leak theory, now that the Biden administration is directly investigating it, change course at all? Will they revise any of their policies on misinformation? Think about this. All the fact checkers, the mainstream media, the social media networks, in the name of stopping the spread of misinformation, may have facilitated one of the biggest cover-ups in modern history. Think about that. Yet are there any calls to strip back their power? Any mea culpa? Any reckoning whatsoever? We've literally empowered them to dictate reality. And this is where it leads us. But in closing, I'd just like to remind everyone to wear your mask, take your vaccine, and trust the medical experts.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much more than a cash grab. We all know that it's more than a cash grab. We all know that it's more than a cash grab, man. It's. Anyways, I'd like to thank people that are listening right now. Please feel free and chat in the chat room, and I will open up the phone lines. But I really need to get to this information because I got a shit ton of info. Again, Mercedes Carrera, friend of the show, she from prison. She's doing her research. She found this article from 2019. I will get to it. Just remember Moderna. Remember Moderna. I'm going to read this article. You're going to be like, what the actual fuckity fuck fuck. But honestly, this episode is probably going to get taken down because I've spoken about, fuck it. I've tried to dance around it. Fuck it. I'm just going to say it. I've made episodes criticizing the validity of COVID-19. You know, and that shit got taken down. I had to put it on BitChute. I'm good thing I'm recording an audio version right now. I'm doing a live audio version of this show. Oh, by the way, I got the ring light. I got a ring light now. Boom. Look at that. Look, ring light. Just so you know, cause I was like looking really dark. Now I look like the devil. Kind of like the way it looks now. Got the poster right there. Star Wars and New Hope. So anyways, yeah. Again, let's go into some more articles before I get to the some of this shit. Again, from InfoWars, again, take it with a grain of salt. It's just they're the only ones that are really like calling it out. Fauci emails reveal damage control scramble after Zero Hedge spotlights man-made COVID-19 theory. And in January 2020, when the World Health Organization insisted that COVID-19 wasn't transmitted between humans, and Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the risk to the American public from the virus was low, official, like, honestly, really think about it. Cuomo and Whitmer from, I believe, Michigan, put people that were positive with COVID in nursing homes. Okay. Yes, I criticize the validity of COVID-19, whether it was real or not. But I still didn't put my grandmother at risk. I wasn't a dick and put my grandmother at risk. These motherfuckers killed people's grandparents, people's parents, off of fucking control. Oh, off of people, like, forget putting people in prison. People need to die. Like the people that are involved need to die. I don't care what fucking political party they're a part of. If they allowed this shit to happen, no. Throw the whole person away. We got... So yeah, we got... study the uncanny similarity unique inserts on 2019 N-covine spike and protein to HIV... posted that segment of the virus RNA had no relationship to other coronaviruses such as SARS and instead it appeared to be closer to HIV. To further investigate these inserts are present in any other coronavirus, we perform multiple sequence alignment. Okay, I don't know. I'm just reading the article here. to further investigate if these inserts are present in any other coronavirus, we performed a multiple sequence alignment of the spike, whatever, glycoprotein amino acid sequence of all available coronaviruses. Okay, so anyways, yeah, skipping all that because I don't understand the damn thing about that. The now withdrawn paper piqued the interest of several journalists, including Zero Hedge, whose announcement, whose account Twitter banned one day after we updated our coverage of the article, claiming we doxed a Chinese scientist in an earlier report. Thanks to a recent Freedom of Information Act request for Fauci's emails, we now know the National Institute of Health was not only aware of the Indian report, but there were actively discussing how to handle it. A January 31st email from AFP's Issam Ahmed asked NIH immunologist Dr. Barney Graham for comment. I was told by the contact you may be willing to give an opinion of this paper that has just gone live. It suggests that new coronaviruses has four inserts similar to HIV-1, and this is not a coincidence. Graham immediately forwarded this correspondence to the Office of Communications and Government Relations. This is one we do not want to answer without high-level input, but wanted you to know about the rising controversy. See, they knew. They knew. This was all fucking control. Okay, we got Joe Flick. Whether the outbreak of C-19 are natural or engineered, and whether its worldwide spread was an accidental deliberate, one thing is clear: the fact checking have egg on their face, and they admit it. Was natural or engineered? Was natural? Okay, so he corrected himself. I mean, still, murder. I mean, honestly, people need to be charged with murder and get the capital offense. I mean, again, stay with me because I like Mercedes Carrera from prison. Put me onto this article that I had to spend, I had to pay for. I had to pay to get the digital copy because they don't have it. And honestly, I'm going to spread it. I'm going to do my best to spread it so that way you get it. without having to pay, of course. But please tell your friends and family to tune in, to log on to the show tonight, because I'm just gonna be going through articles, and then I'm gonna go into this fucking PDF from a magazine called the Scientific American, and from 2019. And it's fucking amazing. It's gonna bring everything to here. So yeah, let me hear. Let me play this next video here. Let me
Washington Post.
Let me go. Boop. Oops. Wait. Let me share my screen. So no, because you can't hear me if I do that. All right. Paul Joseph Watson again. Wait, okay. Wait, I'm trying to fucking play this thing.
Conspiracy theory, their words, Wuhan lab leak coverage. So once again, the conspiracy theories have been proven right. And now the media, social media networks like Facebook are finally having to walk that back, having banned, censored, shadow banned, muted, ostracized people for the past 15 months for merely suggesting that this virus emerged out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. Now the Washington Post has become the latest media outlet to reverse its earlier insistence that the Wuhan lab leak theory was a, quote, their own words, debunked conspiracy theory. This was an article published in February 2020 by Paulina Ferozzi, labeling the explanation a debunked conspiracy theory, but they've now been forced to issue a retraction. But then again, if you listen to the New York Times and their main COVID coverage reporter journalist, even to still suggest that it may have come from the lab to this day, well, that's racist.
Yep.
We are in an information.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, no, everything is fucking racist. This is why I try to come. I rather come with receipts. Yeah. Okay. You're going to criticize. Oh, you're using InfoWars. Okay. InfoWars is coming with fucking receipts.
Good to see another person.
So, you know, InfoWars is coming for fucking receipts. And honestly, like, I mean, there's a meme going around that Alex Jones was right. I mean, it's they actively have been silencing the other side. I mean, this virus, the response to this virus, it relates to everything, like our freedom of speech, our freedom to assemble. We've allowed this fucking virus, this fucking fraud, this fucking fucking conspiracy. Well, not conspiracy theory, but no, this was an actual fucking conspiracy, which I truly believe. I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I believe that crimes could have been committed. The lockdown has killed more people than you know, could have killed more people than the virus. I don't know the numbers, but you know, people staying home. It's caused people to like, oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, I'm getting all these government benefits. I'm going to stay home and sit on my ass. It's caused laziness. That's not good for a nation. I mean, I truly, like, honestly, you know, this is going to get fucking banned. I just feel it in my bones that this fucking episode is going to get banned. And thank God I'm recording a audio version, which is unbannable. But, you know, it's like, yo, if you're coming with receipts, I will understand. It was like, I believe if you freaking sit on a plastic penis, you could cure yourself from Corona 19. Like, if I'm going around saying some dumb shit like that along those lines, I believe Corona 19 was created by the gray aliens, but not the green ones, because the green ones are You know what I mean. Bunch of green alien. Like, honestly, I will understand. Ban me if I start saying some dumb shit like that, but it's like, it came from a lab. It looks like it was engineered. And again, I don't understand the science myself. I'm not claiming to be an expert. I'm just reading articles like everyone else. I'm like, what the fuckity fuck fuck? You mean I have to be stuck? Well, I mean, not me. I wasn't stuck at home because, you know, my job is essential. Get you a job that cannot be replaced by a fucking robot, unless they do a RoboCop and they make them into a security guard. Then I'm fucked. But till then, and don't give me that fucking fake ass faggot ass C-3PO fucking security droid thing. That ain't doing shit. But anyways, okay, let's get back to some articles here. Again, I mean, look, okay, wait, let me, I'm just gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. Show. I opened up the phone lines, 347-927-6824. The number again is 347-927-6824. Oh, wow. Next article here. We got, again, if you guys want to call in, we got Joe Fink. He's in the chat room chatting it up. Let me share this screen here. Amazon Barnes & Noble no longer selling Fauci's book as email scandal exposes COVID scam. Dr. Anthony Fauci's upcoming book, Unexpected, has been pulled from both Barnes & Noble and Amazon's online shops. Amazon delisted the book, deleted the description, and removed the pre-order option as of Wednesday morning. The book's page on the Barnes & Noble's website was also deleted. The removal of the book. See, how does it feel to get fucking canceled, you douche? How does it feel to get canceled? That it doesn't feel good, does it? The removal of the book. You know why they probably also banning him? Because, you know, they banned all of us already. So it's like, who are we gonna cancel? We got no more. Okay, let's start on our own. Fauci, you have outlived your usefulness. It is either time to take the cyanide pill or die a villain or live to be a villain. Something like that, probably. But hey, Fauci, look on the bright side. You've always been a villain to me. Oh, I'm so sweet. So anyways, the removal of the book by the two major sellers comes just hours after emails obtained by the Freedom of Information Act request revealed Fauci knew masks don't stop COVID particles. Dismissed the lab leak theory despite knowing its validity and more. You know, people were going crazy. Like, oh, I'm like, people were going crazy with me. Like, I was like, yo, the masks don't fucking work. I was saying the masks don't fucking work. How can anyone trust verified fact checkers who have had to reverse a course so soon after issuing their supposed facts? I assume those who were banned for opposing them then online are still banned. Oh, yeah, no, of course they are. Of course they are, because the other side... That was Joe Fink. Let me put that up there. Yeah, this is what Joe Fink said. Boom. There you go, Joe. You've been featured. Like, look at that. Like, of course they're still banned. Joe, of course. Like, why wouldn't they be still banned? They have they at the end of the day, yeah, they might have been right, but they still, it still came from the wrong direction, the wrong aisle. They're still guilty of wrong think. So yeah, let's read this shit. In February 2020, email Fauci wrote face masks not effective in keeping out virus. And you know what? The shit that pisses me off about this whole thing? The fact that motherfuckers are outside still wearing a motherfucking mask when the CDC themselves says, you know, if you're outside, you don't have to wear the fucking mask. And I've known that since jump. Like, I didn't, like, when I was outside, I'm not wearing the fucking mask. I mean, I remember last summer. Goodness, it was like I was walking down Broadway, you know, coming out of my old job and just coming, you know, walking out, you know, walking down Broadway. Old lady's like, yeah, can you put your mask on? I'm like, I'm outside and the sun is out and we're more than 6 feet apart. No, I'm not putting on my mask. This is why the beaches are still closed. I'm like, man, we're outside. I hope you catch it. I hope you catch it and die. I'm like, I already caught it. I have antibodies, bitch. Like, fuck off. Like, don't mean to talk to an old lady like that, but goddamn, shut the fuck up. That's the one thing about this motherfucking virus. Another thing I hate about this motherfucking virus. Everyone thinks that they're the fucking boss of you. You have ordinary people not minding their fucking business, trying to get this, stick their nose in yours, trying to tell you how to live your goddamn life. When they don't know shit about anything. Like, honestly, if you're outside, you don't got to wear a fucking mask. You're not going to, the likelihood of you catching anything like that is minimal. And that's what the CDC says. And now Dr. Fauci is like, oh, no, the masks don't work. Then why the fuck do I have to wear a goddamn mask in the subway? Like, honestly, imagine the amount of money. I want to know how much money that these surgical masks and other type of mask companies made off of fucking masks. Like, honestly, one component of this was a cash grab. Second component of this was to take away our rights. Third component always is control. It's control, 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 just to bring people to heel, man. It's not natural. In fact, here, Joe Fink, he's like, here's another angle. The homeless mask outreach seems like an obvious cause to any bleeding heart lib. Have you heard of any city in which such an effort was undertaken? I have not. Neither have I. And I used to work at a homeless shelter. In fact, now that I don't work there anymore, here's a story. Here's a story. Of a lovely lady. Story time. Story time, everybody. I used to work at this homeless shelter. I used to work for a company that did the homeless shelters. When this shit first started, they did not allow us to wear a mask. They're like, oh, it might scare the clients. We were not given personal protective equipment or PPEs. In fact, one of the genius supervisors I've had at this job, where most of them have a fucking chip on their shoulder because the white man, you know what I mean. they made a mask out of freaking paper towels and two rubber bands and said, like, here's your mask. So you mean to tell me this fucking wooga wop fucking did some arts and crafts shit and, like, look, this is going to protect you. Kiss, like, shut the entirely the fuck up. By the way, I made it on the news, so, you know. Now that I don't work there anymore, there's no consequences. And surprise, surprise, I ended up catching COVID like a week or two after that. It's hilarious. Just. It really is. It's just fucking hilarious. So, back to this. The masks don't work. The masks don't fucking work. The CDC even says that, and you still got motherfuckers walking around outside with the fucking muzzle. I am tired of the goddamn mask, man. The masks don't work. The masks are just useless. It's just fucking security theater. That's all it is. It's nothing. This nothing.
This is more. This provides more protection from ass rape than fucking
the regular fucking masks. Like, it's fucking annoying. It's just upsetting. It's really just dickish. It's really just dickish. Hell, I mean, even Anthony Fauci, you would see him outside, he wasn't wearing a mask. Fauci says masks aren't needed unless you're sick, and notes the SARS-CoV-2 is so small that it passes easily between mask fibers. Yeah, oh, there's a mask mandate. There's a mask mandate. It's the law. You gotta wear a fucking mask. Like, unflipping believable. So, anyways, moving on. Fauci recommended canceling religious services but approved campaign rallies and cruises days later. Like, honestly, it's like honestly, Dr. Fauci and these, like, these COVID-19 mandates, it's kind of like dealing with a fucking bitch that wants it both ways. Like, when you know how women, some women are? They're like, no matter what, they're not happy. Like the famous bit by Chris Rock. No matter what you do, your woman is mad at you. If you make too much money, she's upset. If you don't make enough money, she's upset. Like, along those lines. Like, oh, well, you know, if you wear the mask, you're bad. If you don't wear the mask, you're bad. If you freaking stay home, you're bad. If you don't go out, you're bad. If you do anything, you're bad. If you just fucking stare at your dick while you're taking a piss in the middle of the night, you're bad. I mean, that's specific, wasn't it? Whoops. So, yep. So, Fauci's response to physicists who warned China was covering up COVID. China wanted the world to believe that their Hercules quarantining efforts contained the outbreak. The physicists wrote back adding, however, I don't think this is true. Smart guy tries to warn Fauci the virus has gotten out of control. China lying about the numbers. Fauci's response, too long, didn't read. March 17, 2020. Dr. Fauci gives instructions for who to work with to make movie about his life. Ask for opinion on potential treatment which worked on original SARS. Fauci replies, only thank you for your notes. Like, they weren't trying to do anything. That's the thing. They were not trying to fix anything. They weren't trying to prevent everything, anything. This was supposed to happen. This was planned. This was fucking planned. To make money by selling you fucking masks and the fucking vaccine. To control you. To make sure that... To get you used to fucking dealing with this overreach of fucking government control. They had, honestly, they already had the technology. They already had the fucking technology to make an RNA vaccine. In fact, again, it is time for me to show you some receipts. This is from the Scientific American November 2019 issue. I'm going to read this article called Breaking Out of the Egg. Can the latest technique speed up the dangerously slow production of flu vaccines? Okay, let's get to it. Oops. What the hell? Okay. There's always a race against the clock to tackle influenza outbreaks. Both the seasonal global waves of disease and the occasional pandemic. Somewhere in the world right now, influenza is causing a horrible problem and killing lots of people, says Rick Bright, director of the U.S. Biomedical Advanced Research Development Authority. Better response to flu outbreaks demand not just more effective flu vaccines, but quicker ways to produce them. This is because catching the outbreak in times of is crucial, and the volumes of vaccines required are huge. In the United States, for instance, the manufacturers are expected to make more than 160 million doses for the coming flu season. And to stem a pandemic, BARDA might need 600 million doses. Most flu vaccines are made in chicken eggs in a process little changed for decades. Just over 90% of the vaccines supplied for influenza come from eggs, says Martin Fried, coordinator of the Initiative for Vaccine Research, the World Health Organization in Geneva. Production takes 6 months, an eternity when there is potential deadly virus constantly mutating around the world. But alternative manufacturers methods are emerging. Cell-based flu vaccines have been approved that can be made more quickly, and in some seasons, these are more than effective than egg-based vaccines because they can match more closely with the target flu strains. More radical production techniques are almost approaching approval, such as growing vaccines in plants or delivering them using a messenger RNA. But production to commercial manufacturing is long and expensive, and each platform must show that the vaccine it produces can outperform conventional drug and are cheaper to produce than egg-based vaccines. See, if you're thinking, wow, they really produced this vaccine really quickly. They already had the technology. They were already building the technology. And look at it. What does that look like to you? Looks like coronavirus. This is what we call predictive programming. This is what they had. They already had this. Let me get back to this here. Whoops. Not so rapid response. Academic industry researchers around the world are searching for a universal flu vaccine, one that works for several years at least, and ideally one that permanently guards against certain types of flu. Or protects particular populations. The Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis is tracking about 80 flu vaccine research efforts. We are seeing the emergence of a renaissance around the influenza vaccines, says the director Michael Osterholm, and it's not just cosmetic improvement in the current vaccines. Many researchers' efforts are targeting manufacturing technologies that do not require eggs, and so avoid the limitations of this decades-old technique. The biggest problem is time. It takes weeks to optimize viruses to grow well in eggs while ensuring that they remain effective and safe. Egg-based vaccine production also requires a massive number of eggs to grow the virus, a particular headache when a pandemic is looming. Egg production is a huge bottleneck. Freed says you can't just call your local egg farm and say tomorrow I need 10 million more eggs. In the 2009 H1N1 swine flu pandemic, most vaccines did not arrive in the United States and Canada until after the pandemic had peaked. The United States actually, I remember that. We didn't need to wear masks. There was no mandate. It was like all of a sudden, it was like no longer in the news. It's like, okay, what happened to this fucking H1N1? Everyone's going crazy H1N1. I think that's when Asians really started like rocking the mask. That became like their fashion thing. And no matter what, they were like, you would see Japanese and Chinese people, you know, in their respective countries wearing a fucking mask. It became hip. And then now we started fucking, like, honestly, the one thing I want to freaking copy the Asians is fucking Dragon Ball Z and Attack on Titan. Other than that, you could keep your other fucking dopey fashion shits. Like, I don't get some of these motherfuckers over there. And that racist speech was brought to you by Johnny Rebel. Johnny Rebel. So, let me get to the fucking point of this shit. Oops. So, yeah. Whether or not the flu pandemic seems to be imminent, we are continually, blah, 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 blah. Cells beat eggs. Plant-based parenthood. flu on the farm. Nature. Actually, let's do this. Oh, here it is. Moderna Therapeutics produces mRNA vaccines at its factory in Norwood, Massachusetts. You mean to tell me they already had the technology to make mRNA vaccines? Moderna. Hmm. You mean they've been producing this since, what, 2019? Probably longer? Look at that. Moderna. Let me see what else. Oh, here it is. Killing the messenger. Another way to precisely match target flu strains and have rapid high volume productions is to use mRNA vaccines. But these are some way from the regulatory approval. Ooh. Hmm. They used us as guinea pigs. Look at that. That's from 2019. November of 2019. They were already working on this. Thank you, Mercedes Carrera, for finding this and letting me know. And now I'm letting you know. Get this. The Scientific American, November 2019. If you want me to send you a copy, send your digital copy, so that way you don't gotta pay, because I already paid for it. So fuck it. I'm gonna, I want to spread this shit far and wide. Email me at crutchoutradio@yahoo.com and just put in the subject, Scientific American. Bada bing, bada boom. Send it. I'll send it right to you. I'll send it right to your ass. Just put the thing in the, your email and shit, and I make sure this article goes straight to your ass, right to your ass, not to your hands, purely in your ass. So, waiting for approval. With mRNA, the final manufacturing steps occur not in a factory, but in the person receiving the vaccine. The flu virus infects you and uses your body as a bioreactor to make itself, says Hari Pujar, vice president for the technical development of manufacturing at Moderna. Therapeutics in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We are mimicking that path with the mRNA that encodes for flu proteins. So we are generating the vaccine inside the body. Hmm. You're fucking with the DNA, huh? So, Moderna can produce mRNA drugs on a pilot scale from raw materials. These vaccines do not require cells or protein at all. Instead, workers make a DNA template to churn out the desired mRNAs in a bioreactor the size of a domestic water heater. Rather than the giant tanks that are normally used to produce vaccines and other biological drugs, the mRNA are then embedded in lipid nanoparticles. After injection into the recipient. Okay, so we'll skip all that, because I don't get it, I don't understand it, whatever, who cares? I mean, the fact of the matter is they already had this. This was planned. This was all fucking planned. COVID-19 was an inside job. That's it. I'm just calling it. COVID-19 was an inside job. Am I wrong? Like, this fucking thing This fucking thing caused everyone to go fucking insane. Lockdown everyone, screaming that people like, you're affecting my health. Like, honestly, if you're so worried about the mask, you wear the mask. Stop bothering everybody. If you think the fucking mask works, the fucking mask don't work. You know how I know they don't work? Because when it's a fucking bad allergy, heavy pollen day, the fucking mask does not stop me from, like, sneezing. It does not, like, stop the fucking pollen from getting up my nose and making me have a fucking allergic reaction. That's how I personally know that the fucking mask don't work. If you ever sneezed in your mask, the shit's not working. Like, honestly, imagine, during World War I, they're throwing mustard gas. It's like, hold on, let me put on my surgical mask, like it's going to protect me. Nope, sorry. It didn't. It's not. Yeah. Oops, let me. Again, the number is. I got the number going. If you guys want to call in, I like getting callers. I like discussing shit. Number is 347-927-6824. 347-927-6824. Hey, Joe Fink. Joe, you wanna call in? Call in. Let's jump in. Let's chop it up. So, anyways, we are back to this article here. The students found that the Moderna vaccines were safe and ought to be effective. Moderna is talking with potential industry and government partners about moving the commercial production. Yeah. And then, you know, oops. And the thing is, think of it now. The only reason why the FDA hasn't approved the vaccines is because there's not enough data. They had to test it on us. That's what they did. They got the government to approve a potentially unsafe vaccine. I mean, think about it. They got the government to say, hey, it could kill somebody, but whatever. Having the sniffles is worse than possibly like not waking up ever again. Oh yeah, we care about people's lives. No, we're gonna put these sick people with these immune compromised elderly. Let's see what happens. Let's see if this family, like, we killed this family's grand patriarch with someone that was sick. Let's see if they know this. Oh shit, they know this. Like, fuck Cuomo, fuck Governor Whitmer. Fuck them both. Fuck them, string them up high. Fucking, you know, try and convict them. But again, I suggest you guys get the Scientific American, November 2019. Email me, crutchoutradio@yahoo.com, and I will get you a copy. Wow, how long have I been going? An hour and 17? Okay, well, fuck it. So anyways, I'm gonna call it a night. Like to thank everyone for listening, watching, chattering. What the fuck is chattering? I'm such a nothing. I'm a fucking meaty-breasted zilch. Chattering. Ugh. Can't stand me sometimes. So anyways, please like, comment, and share. Subscribe. Most definitely subscribe. Watch my other videos. Watch my, you want to help the show grow. I mean, I got the ring light. I got an office now. Rent is $800 a month. Nah. I'm lucky. So. So, anyways, yeah. So, if you want to help me out, help this show grow. Tell your friends and family to listen, because if I get like 4,000 more people, if I get people watching, and it goes up to 4,000 hours, I could start getting paid through the ads of this app. I mean, on this site. Also, you want to help me out? Go to my Amazon link, amazon.com. tinyurl.com/LouisB. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB. You can check out my blog, crowdshoutradio.blogspot.com. I'm on the Tiki Talkies at LouisB1. I'm on Twitter at LouisB6. Feel free to follow me. Say what's up. Yeah. So, again, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. But as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.